listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Raw Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpaird from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed. This is part two of the message entitled,
The Time Has Come. Come on and magnify the name of the Lord. Come on and magnify the name of the Lord. You may be seated. Come on, wave your hand in the house and give him worship. Wave your hands in the house and give him worship. So I bring you a quick word today, and for those of you that are listening by way of the airwave today, happy Sabbath. The message today is, the time has come. So the question is, Dr. Peart, you said it's time. It's time for what? Nudge your neighbor and say, get your seal. Sambo kumbi asende de asa. Kumbo na nabosa. Get sealed. You know. Let me explain this to you. We have some folks in the church that used to get up and testify, and their testimony would be, saints, I want to hear the well done cry. These are they that has come through great tribulation and has washed their robe white in the blood of the Lamb. Don't you ever testify like that again. Hello? Because that is not for you. It is for these people that is going to get saved when we are all gone away and these terrible things is taking place upon the earth. They will repent and come to God. Come on now. And so it was told to the locusts. Only hurt those men that has not the seal of God. Not your neighbor and said, are you sealed? I don't even want to sit beside someone that is not sealed. Are you sealed? Come me a Sunday to you. Because I don't want when you're passing out, when you go, whoops, you fall on me. Come on now. And to them it was given that they should not kill them. So I come to find out that after the rapture, life is going to be extended. Hello? If you miss the rapture, you will live to face the tribulation. Is that the time? Is that the time you want your heart to be open? Is that the time you want to say, Lord, save me? You better lift up your right hand and say, Lord, save me now. Come here, Sandiliosa. Because you will not die. You will have to face the real music. Oh, somebody bless God up in this house. And he said, don't kill them, but that they should torment them 5 months. So you know what's going to happen? You're going to be walking around. Locust bit you on your lip when you're sleeping. And you wake up and they can't even find your eyes. You can't even see your way. The word of the Lord said that in those days that men shall seek for death, and death shall run away from you. Not a neighbor that is sitting beside you and said, neighbor, wake up. It's not time to sleep. Neighbor, sit up. It's not time to take a bathroom break. Neighbor! Heard them for 5 months. And their torment was as the torment a scorpion when he struck at a man. Oh Lord, help me up in here. And in those days shall men seek death. And death will run from you. So not even death don't want to be in the tribulation. Mr. Death is going to take a vacation. Oh Lord God, where will you be? I'm so glad that I'm signed up. I'm so glad that I'm signed up. Death is not going to be here. I am not going to be here. Oh, not a neighbor, say neighbor. I don't plan on being here. Oh God. Somebody praise him. This is a good time for the church to shout and say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. I thank you for salvation. I thank you that you died for my sin. Lord, I thank you. Listen, 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 how these locusts are dressed. Yes. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle, and on their heads were as it were crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of a man, of men. Now this is a real demon. Come on now. And they had hair as the hair of a woman, and their teeth like the teeth of lions. Do you want to be bitten? I don't even want to see those jokers. I don't want to see them. I'll just read about them. I don't want to see them face to face. So somebody bless God. Somebody bless God. Somebody bless God. Somebody said, make me escape this, Lord. Save us for your mercy's sake. Now is a good time to raise up your hand and say, all that I am, I never hoped to be. I owe it all. Lord, I surrender. My stubborn will, at last I heeded. I will be thine. I have news for you. Do you know that the rapture could be today? Do you know that the rapture could be tonight? And if you never get caught up, then what? Those of you that are still hooked in between two opinions, saying, Lord, I don't know if I'm ready. Lord, I don't even know if I believe this stuff. You know what? Then I will say, I would prefer to believe this stuff, and in the end I find out that it wasn't real, than not to believe this stuff and come to find out that it's real. Oh, somebody help me in this house. Rise and stand up on your feet and give God a triumphant praise. If you know that you will get caught up, give the Lord a praise. me Revelation 7. Cumbia sandiliosa. Cumbaleo sandele diosi. Likindiondo lodobosa. Oh God, I praise you. I praise you. I praise you. I praise you. I'm going to try to accelerate some of this for lack of time. You see, away from the seven angels, there are four angels that are located in the four corners of the earth. Can I get four strong men? Yeah? I want one posted in that corner, and one in that corner, and I want one in that corner. And I want one right where that brother is on his iPad or whatever he's doing right there. Right there. Go be an angel right there. Now I want you to move with muscle. You don't get in that corner yet, my brother. Now I want you to hold back. Put a brace on it. This is the only reason why judgment is not on the land yet. Oh God! Because four angels are located in the four corners of the earth to hold back the judgment. Oh, somebody praise him. I told somebody a long time ago, I said, every time you hear about a tornado or a horrific storm, I said, one of the angels sneezed and he let go his breath. He go, tip, and before you know it, you heard that a tornado passed by somewhere. Hey! And I think that sometimes all four of them sneeze at the same time and you hear of a massive earthquake. Why are you sitting there? You see, this is exactly what I'm talking about. He wants to kill us off up in here. Boy, you better hold that corner. You see, somebody bless God. So listen, listen, listen. Keep your eye on the screen. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth. Oh, Lord God, help me, Holy Ghost. And that the wind should not blow on the earth. Oh, you think you've seen wind yet? Hello, hello. I've seen some storms and I have seen some wind, but I realize that those are not even wind. Neither should it blow upon the sea nor on any tree. Come on now, come on now, come on now. So I told you that if you think ISIS is out of control, just you wait, because this kind of wind that we're talking about is war. This kind of wind that we're reading about is trouble sometimes. Oh, somebody bless God. So can you imagine if ISIS gets so terrible and the angels are still in place? What is going to happen? Hello? And I'm bold to say that this church pray that God will reveal all the secret place of the leaders of ISIS. Come on now. because God did not order them to bring judgment on the land. As long as the angels are still in their post, hold your peace. God did not give you a charge. You want to fight somebody? Did God give you a charge? Hello? Did God give you a charge to take judgment? You better hold your peace. Come on and shout, hold your peace. Come on and shout, hold your peace. The Lord will fight the battle in due season. Oh, somebody lift up the name of Jesus. Somebody lift up the name of Jesus. I said, God will fight the battle in due season. Somebody praise God. Listen, 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 listen. And I saw another angel standing, descending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, hey, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. And the voice crying out. Well, you don't understand. Which simply means that this is what you call redemption then. They should have done it already. But the voice cried and said, hold on! Cease fire! Not yet! Somebody shout grace. God is giving grace to somebody in this house right now. You're still playing the fool, but God is saying, wait! Saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea nor the tree, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their forehead. Wait! There are still some folks to be saved. Wait! If you're going to church just to go to church, and if you are playing the fool in church, quit! Quit while you can. I perceive it in my spirit. We have some believers. There are some stuff in your life you're just going to have to give up. I perceive it. It's cool and you've been doing it for a long time, but got to come to your senses, man. Give it up. Give it up. There are some habits that we have to let go of now. Come on. It might bring you a couple of dollars. But man, I heard the word of the Lord said that if your right eye offend you, pluck it out. If your right hand offend you, cut it off. The word of the Lord said it is better to enter into God's kingdom having one eye. Can I tell you a story? Let me tell you a story. No one eye person will be in the kingdom of God. Not your neighbor said he has a new body with beautiful eyes. But he said that it is better to get there having one eye than to enter into hell with two eyes. Make a decision. If God be God, serve him. And if you want to be brutish, then do it and do it good. Because you will suffer the consequence for it. So you might as well enjoy it. You know that's why I serve God the way I do? Yes. I am committed. I am totally sold out under God. Hello? Because I know deep in my heart that if I was out there, I would be a rootless girl. Hello? Hello? I'm just bringing to you God in the raw. But the fact that my heart is open, I'm going to serve God with my entire being. know, is there anyone? Is there anyone under the hearing of my voice? You know that if the rapture should be today or tonight, you would be left to face the tribulation. Would you raise your hand and say, pray for me that God open my heart? Thank you. Keep that hand up. Is there another hand? Pray for me. I want my heart to be open. God bless you. Is there another hand? Pray for me. I want my heart to be open. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I want to put my hand up too. Lord, I don't know if my heart can open any wider, but if it can, God, open my heart. In the name of open my heart. Open my heart. Tell him, open my heart. You can tell him, yesterday was the last day of my gossiping. Yesterday was the last day of my evil way. I must escape this. I must look at a neighbor and say, neighbor, I must escape this one way or another. I must escape this. I'm going to do everything in my power. Apostle, I got to escape. I'm going to ask those of you that have not yet received the Lord as your Savior, and you raise your hand, come and stand right here at my right hand. And for those of you that are saved, and you raise your hand because you know that you need to be planted and be sealed, come and stand right here at my left. Will you come? Those that want to receive the Lord, come on my right hand. Those that want to be sealed, come here, Sandiliosa. I'm going to ask the apostle to lay hands on those that want to be sealed. I want to pray for those that want to give their heart to the Lord today. If you want to give your heart to the Lord today, come on this side, over here, over here, over here. Come here, sir. I believe it with every fiber of my being that the Lord is on his way. I said, I believe it. I tell you, on Thursday night, Friday morning, about 4 o'clock, when the Lord gave me the word for the seller of purple, like a baby. When the Lord pointed out to me where we're losing it, where we're missing it, I said, God, I repent. God, I am sorry. So I know that next Sabbath is going to be a powerful time, because God has a word for us. And he's revealing to us how to get to where we need to be, because he's on his way. He's on his way. He's on his way. The people of God just want to be sealed. I'm going to ask all the prayer warriors, come down here. Come, ministers. All the ministers in the pulpit, come. It's the ministers in the pulpit. I want you to get some oil on your hand. The apostle is going to pray a prayer. A real good prayer. One that is going to move heaven. To put the seal of God upon us. And put oil in everyone's hand. The ministers. And touch the people of God in their forehead. And as you are touched, I want you to believe that the seal of God is upon your life. And no devil in hell can hurt you. And no devil in hell can overthrow you. God bless you.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409. Or call 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. Be blessed.
Like a ship on troubled waters, many sail alone. Mothers weep for sons and daughters and pray that they'll come home. For soon it will be harvest time and all the storms will pass. Oh, what joy I'll find when I see you at last. You were my resting place along the narrow highway. You were my bridge across the open sea. You were my savior and my passageway to heaven. Oh, Jesus, Father, you have seen my struggles, and you have known